bus ladies. So I'm sitting outside a client's offices and I need to get home and there's crazy traffic and I realized that I actually hadn't recorded enough episodes for this week. So if you hear some background noise, that's why. I didn't want to leave you hanging and I decided that I'd quickly record this episode from the parking lot. So what I wanted to chat to you about today is about a few tips on how you can actually make better decisions, or at least decisions that you feel more comfortable about, whether it's in your career or in your personal life. So I wrote a piece this past week for Women on Top. It's one of the global publications that I write for, and I'll post the link in the episode description for this podcast. You can go and check it out, and if you follow me on social media, then you'll definitely have come across the link to the article. But in the article, really, I share with you some of the tips that I've used over the years with my clients and with myself in my own life to help people make better decisions. The first one that I'd like to share with you is that we need to learn the parameters, right? So when faced, especially at work, with a pretty big or tough decision, I like to know exactly what I'm dealing with, because the more information I have, the better decisions I can make, right? So in terms of learning the parameters and knowing what I'm dealing with, what I mean there is that I want to know who all the players and the stakeholders are. What are their interests? What are their pain points? What do they want out of this decision? And I also need to know how much time have we got? How much money have we got? What are all the variables? What are we dealing with? Because the more information we have, obviously, the more we can use that to our advantage, and we can then go and run the comparative analysis and do whatever it is that we need to do to get to the decision that's going to keep the most people happy and still deliver on whatever it is that the requirement is within the workplace. So please bear in mind that you can't always keep everyone happy all the time. And there's going to be people that are going to feel that, you know, you haven't necessarily taken into account whatever their needs are. So what I find very helpful when explaining why I've made a specific decision or selected a course of action is something that we neglect to do at work, and that is to share the why. So tell people why, out of all the different options that you could have selected and all the different decisions that you could have made, why you went with this specific one. And show them everything, all the variables, everything that you took into consideration before you made your final decision. Related to this tip is the second tip, obviously, which is get as much information as possible and try and have the maximum amount of time reasonable and allowable under the circumstances. You know, if we have to make split-second decisions with almost no information at our disposal, we drastically increase the likelihood that we're going to make the wrong decision or that we are going to regret the decision that we made. So don't make rash decisions on short time frames, or if you're going through a really tough time or you're feeling depressed or anxious, don't make big decisions right then, because you're likely to make the wrong decision. Get as much information as you can, and the way that you do that, obviously, is by asking questions. Ask as many questions, even if people look at you like you're crazy or they think that the questions are stupid. You ask whatever questions you need to ask in terms of being able to feel comfortable that you have all the information that you need. And then buy yourself as much time as you need to be able to weigh up all of your options, look at all the different stakeholders, everyone's concerns, the different options, you know, if we do this, then that will happen. Go and map all of those things out before you actually make a final decision. The third tip and rule to live by when making big decisions is to be aware of your own biases and your own self-limiting beliefs. I find this especially happens in the workplace. I find I work with a lot of managers who sometimes don't like people on their team, and they automatically just dismiss anything that this person says, right? Because, you know, what does this woman have to say anyway that's going to help me? So be very aware of your own biases, your own limitations, getting caught up in that thinking of this is how we've always done things. You know, now is not the time to be limited by judgmentalism or limited thinking around this is how we've always done things. You want to invite different opinions and you want to have that balance on your team. So get information, consider the things that people are saying, look at things from different perspectives. You might just be surprised at the magic that you find. Another tip that is very, very useful, especially in your personal life, but also in your career, is don't listen to what people say. Look at what they do. And I know that this one is the hardest one, especially in interpersonal relationships. Romantic relationships makes it the hardest, right? So we all see what we want to see, and people will tell us any number of things, but the things that they tell us, they can lie, right? It's not that hard to lie. What doesn't lie is people's behavior. So if they're behaving in a way that is not aligned with what they're telling you, then trust their behavior and make your decisions based on that. Make your decisions based on your own personal values or the values of your company, and base your decisions in terms of evidence that you're gathering, not on what people say, but on what they do, the stuff that they show you, because that stuff doesn't lie. And you might not necessarily like what they are showing you, but I promise you it's the truth, and you need to use that to inform your decision. So a small example, if someone says, you know, that they respect you and they care about you, let's say they're a colleague at work. If they genuinely respect you, then when they're spending time with you, they're not going to be on their phone all the time, right? They're going to greet you when they see you in the hallways. They're going to make eye contact. They're going to make conversation. If they're not doing those things, if they're constantly on their phone, they're ignoring you, they're dismissing you the minute you open your mouth, they're being condescending, anything like that, you need to trust that behavior. That behavior is telling you everything that you need to know, and you need to make your decision based on that behavior. And then the final tip comes out of my favorite book. I speak about this so often. It is The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz, and I've spoken about this previously. The fourth agreement being always do your best. So understand that your best is going to vary whether you're sick, whether you're healthy. Your best decision is going to vary depending on how much information you had at your disposal, how much time you had at your disposal to make that decision. And remember that hindsight is always 20/20, right? And we always regret more the things that we didn't do than the things we did. So when it comes to making decisions, do the best and cut yourself some slack and realize that you did the best with the information that you had at the time, with the time frame you were given, and based on who you were and what your beliefs were and your values were at the time. And if you live by these few very basic rules, you'll find that you will start gaining a lot more confidence around the decisions that you make. And you'll also find that you're a lot less negative towards yourself when you look back on a period in your life and think, oh shit, I shouldn't have done this, or I could have done ABC. Just stop. Remember, if you did the best that you could, given the circumstances, the information you had, the time frame, all the information that you gathered, if you did the best that you could at the time, then that's the best that you could have done. And there's no changing that. So cut yourself some slack. Know what you're doing. Know the parameters. Gather the information. Look at the evidence. Align with your values. And always do your best. You're going to be fine. And I'll chat to you again.